Hey guys, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. I woke up this morning going, what would people struggle with the most right now? And what I came up with is that there's just too much. There's way too much for us to struggle with. So instead, I thought I would give you some tips on the two times of the day in which your brain is most receptive to new ideas. And by new ideas, I mean most receptive to whatever you put into it, because what you put into your mind is what your brain sees. If you've seen any of my presentations, you'll know I describe our brains as having, well, other people, very smart people, have to describe it as two systems, systems one, system two. I call it your inner Google, where all the data kind of, falls in all day long, and then your search bar, where you type in the words that fire into the other inner Google. And then what that does is it brings up what your brain chooses to see as relevant, sees as proof, sees as opportunity. So if you're putting the wrong words into your inner Google, like, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm not successful enough, I'll never get there, then what your brain does is like, oh, okay, here's proof of you don't know what you're doing, you're never gonna get there. So that's why people over and over and over again think, there's so much proof and there's so many examples of why they're never actually going to accomplish what they want to accomplish, when all you really need to do is change the words you're putting into your search criteria. But there are two times in your day in which what you say to yourself is most impactful, and that's right when you wake up and right before you go to sleep. So imagine if you wake up in the morning and you start off with, oh my God, I slept in. I'm never going to do this. I'm scared about my day. On all these negative things, you're actually setting your brain's attention to make sure that for the rest of the day, that's all it pays attention to. And so it's no wonder that people struggle through every day, get overwhelmed, get super stressed, because they literally told their brain to focus on those things. The other time, so that's the beginning of the day. Imagine at the end of your day. Now you've had this really crappy day and all these really crappy thoughts and all this crappy proof. And at the end of the day, you're in bed going, oh my God, I hate my life. I hate my life. And so it's a struggle and there's stress. And then you're worried about what happens the next day and you go to sleep stressed. So how do you think you're going to wake up? Stressed. And so the combination of these two things, what you do in the middle of your day is important, but not as relevant as what how you start it and how you end it. So I'm just going to give you two questions to start your day and two questions to end your day. And when you do that, when you ask yourself these four questions to the beginning, to the end, you're going to turn your brain towards the things that is going to show proof of opportunities. Opportunities for you to help people, opportunities to demonstrate the value that you have, the gifts that you bring, because everyone has that. All right, so two questions to use to start your day. The first one is, who can I surprise with a text, a message, a phone call, right? Something like that. Who can I do it? Gratitude journals are fantastic, but I end up kind of going ditto, 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 ditto. And it doesn't really get me very far. So instead, what I like to do is think of at least one thing where I can, it's kind of like gratitude in action. I can do something with my appreciation and I can make someone else's life better because now they know what I feel about them. So many people that you love and you appreciate don't really know that. And so that one little thing, you wake up in the morning and go, who can I surprise today? Who can I just acknowledge? Who can I just say hey to that I haven't said into a long time? So that's one question. The second question is, what can I get excited about today? And what that does is it turns your brain towards something really, really positive. And you can be excited about the fact that you get to work out. You can be excited that you are breathing today, right? But try to make it something that is connected to the contribution you make in the work that you do. I get really excited about doing this. I've got a whole bunch of calls set up for today. I'm excited about those, right? So I wake up thinking of all the different things that I can get really excited about. And what you tell your brain to focus on in those early, early minutes of the day is what your brain uses for the rest of the day as its guide. Okay, so those are the two really great questions at the beginning of your day. Now we get to the end of the day. This is where you want to calm your brain so you get really good sleep. Because if you get good sleep, there's less stress, you lose weight, you're super healthy, you get your long-term memory. Wonderful things happen when you get your good sleep. So two questions to ask yourself at the end of the day would be, what did I learn from today? What's something I pulled out of today that I really thought, wow, I learned that about myself, about the world, about, you know, someone I know, about my team, about my business. Everyone learns something in their day. So you look back and you go, okay, what did I learn? Why is this important? It's important because there's a lot of times where we just go through our day, we look at it as like a series of either really bad experiences or a couple of bad experiences or really, really stressed out, and we just try to forget it. We don't forget it. What you need to do instead is say, okay, maybe you had a tough experience today, hard conversation, stressful experience. If you can turn that hard experience into something that you've learned, you will no longer be triggered by that bad experience over and over and over again because you've gotten something good out of it. I call it my shit the fertilizer process, right? You take something, a really crappy situation, and you actually plant it and you grow something out of it. So if you can take a bad experience in your day, maybe something that you didn't do 100% like you wanted to, and you can say, well, what did I learn about that? You will forever be able to grow going forward and not be re-triggered by the stuff in your past. The more you think about bad experiences in your past without learning from them, the more you anchor yourself and will eventually will define yourself by those bad experiences. So the question again, at the end of the day, what did I learn from today? And then the other thing is, what did I appreciate about today? So again, you're ending your day on looking for something that you saw, that you experienced, that you really, really appreciated. It could be that someone just smiled at you today and you really appreciated that. Someone said thanks and you're treating that like a gift that it is, right? So when you look back at your day and say, what did I learn? What did I appreciate? Now again, you're putting your mind at rest and you're absorbing those really positive messages right before your brain goes into its sleep state. And then it does all of its magic. But at the end, when you wake up in the next day, you're already feeling energized. You're already feeling like, hey, you know, this is going to be another good day. And you start up all over again with the first two questions. You go through your day and with those two questions. Done often enough, you're going to find that the entire trajectory of your day changes. I have clients who actually print those questions off and they put it, like if there's a dresser beside the bed, they tape it to the side of their dresser so they can see those questions first thing in the morning. And I mean, like, you haven't even gotten out of bed first thing in the morning. Wherever you are, that is what I really want you to do. Whether it's sticky notes, tape some paper, tape the questions to the ceiling so that you wake up and they're right there. Whatever you got to do to think about those things first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed, that is how you give the information into the inner Google, that massive, amazing place that stores all of the things you observe, whether you consciously or unconsciously observe them. And when you give it the right feedback, right, you type in the right words. Language is so important, right? When you type in the right words, who can I appreciate? It fires that part of your brain that actually ends up growing the little gray mass in between your ears. So if you've been struggling, like a lot of people have been struggling, and the reason I do these videos, particularly on these topics, because I want there to be less of a struggle. It's not that life won't be hard. It's just that you'll be able to manage it. You'll be able to cope with it. You'll be able to get through it. And nothing will take you down and nothing will slow you down. So I hope you guys have found this video helpful. If you have questions that you ask yourself, I would love to hear them. You can post them in the comments. The more you share, the more other people can grow. I had someone share a beautiful, really long post today about the challenges he's faced, but what he's overcome. And you know, it was really awesome, not only just to see that, but to see the litany of comments of appreciation. Thank you for sharing that. Now I feel like I can go and cope with what I'm dealing with in my day. So please share your comments. Please share your questions. Please share your own strategies. The more that we can share that, the fewer people have to struggle in their days. All right. Have a fantastic day, folks. And I'm sure you'll see you again.